to war and destruction. Because we stand in life at midnight. We're always on the threshold of a new dawn. But our own sinfulness and actions could keep us from getting there. We need a ceasefire in order to make an honest assessment of where we are. As Gandhi once said, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And maybe we can see it if we could pause for a moment. Count the cost. If we could just stop closing our eyes and turning our eyes away and look at the bodies and the blood and the brokenness and assess the destruction, and maybe for our sake and our children's sake, a ceasefire could help us realize that the world needs an anti-war coalition if we're going to be the world as possible. If we can put our weapons down for just one night, then maybe we could put them down for one tomorrow. And if we could put them down for one tomorrow, maybe we could put them down for 1 week. And if we could put them down for 1 week, maybe we could put them down for 1 month. And if we could put them down for 1 month, maybe we could put them down for 1 year and study war no more. And maybe studying war no more doesn't just have to be in the after an eternal life. We have power to stop the madness. We can stop it today. We can stop it tomorrow. And so if we want to welcome the Prince of Peace, we can't give up hope. We've got to dare to commemorate, remember, and praise God, even in the midst of all of the warring madness. Now is the time for a Christmas truth. Now is the time to try. Let the word go out. It happened 108 years ago. They are no more human and no stronger than we are. All it requires is listening to the Spirit and just stop. Just stop. Stop. Cease firing. Let the night go silent and hear the voice of God until the night becomes holy without the sound of war. And we study war no more.
Bishop William Barber of the Poor People's Campaign and Repairers of the Breach, giving a sermon on Christmas Eve. Bishop Barber recently joined with over 1,000 faith leaders in the United States calling for a Christmas truce in Ukraine. Other signatories include the Reverend Jesse Jackson of Rainbow Push, Professor Cornel West of Union Theological Seminary, Rabbi Arthur Waskow of the Jewish Renewal Movement, Reverend Jim Wallace of the Georgetown Center on Faith and Justice, Reverend Liz Theo Harris of the Cairo Center for Religion, Thepap An, the Plum Village Buddhist Community. Bishop William Barber spoke at the Greenleaf Christian Church in Goldsboro, North Carolina, where he's been pastor for 30 years. He just announced he's retiring as the church's pastor to become the founding director of the new Center for Public Theology and Public Policy at Yale Divinity School. That does it for our show. To see the whole speech, go to democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Good morning. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. You're in Pinckney Hall. My name is Kenny Joe, and I will be your host for the next 57 minutes or so. That is, until Zombo is ready to take over the mighty WRCT air studio. At least I think that's what's happening today. I know Zombo has some out-of-town plans. At least I think they're out of town. I know they're not WRCT plans, but I don't think this week is one of them. The song that you just heard was a track from a Smithsonian Folkways recording, the CD, rather. It's not a single recording. The album is called Voices of the Civil Rights Movement, and that is Fannie Lou Hamer, who singing, obviously, Go Tell It on the Mountain. We started the show off with that song today because there is a one-woman show coming to Pittsburgh next week. I believe it starts on Friday at the August Wilson Center, all about Fannie Lou Hamer. If you don't know who she was an activist from a poor family in Mississippi in the 60s and 70s. A lot of things in Mississippi in the 60s needed stirred up, and Fannie did a good job of doing that, both on the political level and on the local economic level. So if you got any interest in that, there's that show at the August Wilson Center. What else am I going to tell you? I will tell you that, I'll tell you what we're doing for the whole month, for at least as far as I know. Things can change. Today's not going to change. We're going to honor artists that died in 2023. I keep thinking I should do two or three shows. A lot of people in the music industry died in 2022, excuse me. A lot of people pass away each year. But, we do a I'm not going to get into why it's just a one-week show, but that's the way it is. Next week, normally there would not be a Pinckney Hall next week because next Friday would normally be the beginning of the Golden Festival in New York City, a weekend-long celebration of Balkan music, but no more Golden Festival. The unique venue that hosted it no longer exists, and there are no plans for the festival in 2023. So what we're going to do next week is play songs from groups that have participated in the Golden Festival over the years. It'll be mostly, but not entirely, Balkan brass band music because the festival itself explored other genres from the, quote, Balkan, unquote, countries. I put the quotes around it because it's featured groups from Finland and Poland and places you don't think of, rightly so, as not being in the Balkans. After that, we're going to do local music. And then for the fourth show of January, we're going to do prison songs. So that's what you got for January. Balkan music, local music, prison songs. Okay. We should read you stuff, too. Gotta read you stuff. You know, can't get away from that. I'm going to tell you about one of our fine underwriters. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millville, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or give them a call at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Okay, we're going to start it off with a song from Low, Mimi Parker, Lowe's vocalist and percussionist, passed away recently at a relatively young age, so we're going to open up with her.
Close the door. I need strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. Think I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I can go to work in full. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I asked you one more time. But we've been through that 100 times or more. Four strong winds that blow, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. If I get there before the snow flies, and if things are going good, you could meet me if I sent you down the fair. But by then it would be winter, there ain't too much for you to do, and those winds sure can blow cold way out there. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
One of my fondest memories was sitting on my daddy's knee, listening to the stories that he told. He'd pull out that old photograph like a treasured memory from the past and say, "Child, this year's the family rose."
Dream of who would hold the family rose.
This poor boy caught her eye. His buddies would all laugh and say, "You're dreaming, boy. She'll never look your way. You'll never, ever hold the van." Underneath that old blue Kentucky sky, well, that poor boy won that beauty's heart. Then my daddy would look at my mommy and smile as he brushed the hair back from my eyes, and he'd say, "Your mama, she's the Bentley Rose. She was the belle of Johnson County, Ohio.
Filled with gratitude and love.
And that brings us to the end of our first set of artists that passed in 2022. The last song was by The Stylistics. And no, The Stylistics didn't pass in 2022. Neither did their two lead vocalists. That was Arian Love was the tenor, and Russell Tompkins Jr. was the soprano. The falsetto. The person that passed was Tom Bell, who one of several people that had a lot to do with the Philadelphia R&B style in the 1970s. Tom produced that record. He also, with the with Linda Creed, wrote the song. One of these days, I don't think I've ever done this, but one of these days we should just play music from Philadelphia artists. I think that would make an interesting show. I know there's a lot of intrastate rivalry there, but we're above such things, right? Here in Pinckney Hall, we don't engage in that. Before that, Loretta Lynn, who passed in 2022, she did the title track from Van Leer Rose, and before that, we had Four Strong Winds by Ian and Sylvia. Ian Tyson passed in 2022. Come to think of it, I meant to look this up before coming on the air. I don't know if Sylvia's still with us, but Ian isn't. And then we started it off with a laser beam off of Things We Lost in the Fire by Low. Mimi Parker passed a few weeks ago. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break from all this stuff and play you some new music. But before we do that, let me give you a couple of PSAs. Let's see. Here's a relatively new one. I don't think I've ever read this, so we'll give it a try. For far too long, the, quote, powerful few, oh, this is going to be interesting, end quote, have determined how the rest of us live. Poverty and injustice are the consequences, the result of human action and inaction. We reject a future in which any human lacks a safe home, clean water, and healthy food, a fair wage, and a livable planet. It doesn't have to be this way. In 2022, Oxfam will continue to fight inequality to create a future of equal rights and equal treatment so that everyone can thrive, not just survive. Learn how you can offer life-saving support to people experiencing crises now while working to tackle the root causes of poverty and injustice for the long term. Together, let's hold decision makers accountable and make equality a reality at OxfamAmerica.org, sponsored by Oxfam America and brought to you by WRCT. Okay, that was a lot of reading. Okay, we'll move from that to stroke awareness. Nice. I can't think of a transition, so we're just going to go read this. When someone is having a stroke, you may not be able to they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F is for face drooping, A for arm weakness, or C for speech difficulty. Then we have T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and WRCT. Okay, some new music for you.
Looking for, is it your mama or your baby girl? A cup of sugar or the whole wide world? Is it me? Is it me? Boy, who let you in my life and put you here right by my side? Was it fate or a mistake? I feel like it's a date. Or is it me? Is it me? In my door, and who is it that you're looking for? Is it your mama or your baby girl? A cup of sugar or the whole wide world? Is it me?
Wheel turns it, turns and it turns and it maybe we will meet again, 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 again. Maybe we will meet again.
I forget. careful que no comience, careful que fue lleva en mí. Afo que no comience, careful que fue lleva en mí. Afo que no comience, careful que fue lleva en mí. Afo que no comience, careful que fue lleva en mí. Afo que no comience, careful que fue lleva en mí. Afo que no comience. Que fue ya vaya mi, 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 a porque no comí, que fue ya vaya mi, a porque no comí, que fue ya vaya mi.
Okay, that's your new music for the morning. The last song was by the Nvidia Sound Machine. The name of the CD was Electricity, and the name of the track was Afrokendo Komin. Hope that didn't put you in a trance. Before that, we had Walgrin, W-A-L-L-G-R-I-N, doing the title track off of Yet Again, The Wheel Turns. And we started it off with, and if anybody out there in Pinckney Hall Land wants to call in and let me know how you pronounce this person's last name, I would appreciate it. I'm going to give it a shot at Ariel Bui, B-U-I. The name of the track we played was Is It Me? And the CD is Real and Fantasy. Okay, we gave you the PSAs last time around. What do we owe you? Oh, I know what we owe you. We got to tell you about some shows here on WRCT. I'm going to do this because, you know, it's good to read everything. Now, I'm sure you need no introduction here, but I'm going to tell you about the next show coming up in like just, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, got that? I'm also going to tell you about Breakfast for Dinner. Pull up a chair. It's Breakfast for Dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. Sunday nights, 6 to 7 p.m. Only on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming live at WRCT.org. Okay, now we will go back to music from people who passed in 2022. What's up next? Oh, Mark Lanegan. Mark Lanegan. Good old Mark Lanegan. I always have liked Mark's music, but always had the feeling that he could do better. But he does good enough to get played on this show, that's for sure.
A shantyman's light is a weary someone, though some say it's free from care. It's a swinging of an axe from morning till night in the forest wild and drear. Transported as we are from a lady so fair to the banks of some lonely stream, where the wolf, bear, and owl give a terrifying howl and disturb our nightly dream. Oh, sleeping at night in our bunks without cheer, while the cold winter winds do blow. But as soon as morning star does appear, till the wild woods we must go. Had we ale, wine, or beer, our spirits far to cheer when we're in those woods so wild, where a glass of whiskey shone while we're in the woods alone, for to pass away our long exile. Shantyman's light is a weary someone, though some say it's free from care. It's a swinging of an axe from morning till night in the forest wild.
Inside there, behind the wall, sexy that bottle of brandy, she will sex it all. Finger laid like a lover should, lips drawn tight as though she could suffer all those men with eyes that bleed inside their head. Murder souls in every bed. She is asleep and booted up on the floor. troubled by visions of strangers. Hear her stand in her door, holding flags of another land, a language she can't understand. And all she wants for Christmas is another glass of wine. My little darling Clementine. She is awakened another day, hoping that everyone is gone. Sunlight screams at the curtain drawn. It's 6 a.m. and the day looks long. Will she make it? Yeah, the world, Lord, unless suffocates its fools. Yeah, leaves a word not of his rule. Yeah, she is stumbling, rolled down beside the lane. Dresses in tatters as though she's lost again. Worries not out of sideways eye, murder and you all can die. Please just let me climb these stairs. Sleep inside my room. The darkness come on too soon. Shadow of the greatest gift from God above. Why did he then float away like embers from a fire? The letter burns and she retires. Inside there, behind the wall, sex in a bottle of gin, and she will take it all. Easier is the money for giving in like an aging whore, watching her own body turn. Yeah, into a lump of clay. Yeah, I'm fighting for someone to stay. Clementine.
Not even here today. I can't get this Mother Nature seems to sends to us his rainbow of love, red and orange and
Okay, let me quickly tell you what you heard in the last set and then hand everything over to Zombo, who actually is here. Yeah. It's next week he won't be here. The last track was Pharoah Sanders, who passed away last year. I think he, in my humble opinion, he did an admirable job of following up on Coltrane's legacy and then developing a style of his own. That was a little bit different. Leon Thomas did the vocals, and of course Sanders on tenor sax. We'll tell you the rest of it, but the name of the song was Colors off of his Karma CD. Before that, we had Walter Wolfman Washington singing Tailspin off of Wolf at the Door. Before that, Kelly Joe Phillips doing Clementine from Sky Like a Broken Clock. And then Mark Lanegan started the set off with Shandy Man's Life from I'll Take Care of You. Thanks for listening. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Take it away, Zombo.